I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. With less than a week left before the polls close, candidates running for office in Montana are scrambling to reel in votes. Democratic hopefuls converged on Kalispell Wednesday for a joint campaign stop along a 17-city statewide tour. Flanked by colorful posters promoting candidates for local, statewide, and federal office, Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney riled up a crowd of 100 in the Flathead Democratic Party headquarters on Main Street.
Hey, what a great turnout. Let's hear it for Flathead Valley. Who says there's no Democrats up here?
The Flathead Valley is considered a battleground area for Democrats, but Denise Juno, who's running for Montana's sole congressional seat, relishes the challenge. I asked her to step away from shaking hands and snapping selfies for a minute to talk about her campaign.
How's it going today?
I feel excitement. You know, the get out the vote effort's going really well, and I do think we have the wind at our back and the momentum needed to win this race.
The Flathead Valley is known for being pretty conservative. Mm-hmm. How do you feel you've been welcomed here?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of work up here as state superintendent, so I've actually been up here visiting the schools. They know me. You know, as a Democratic candidate, every vote across the state helps, and we collect the votes wherever they come from, and so even though we may lose one area of Montana, we can make it up another area, but all the votes that come out of here for me are going to matter.
Speaking of scooping up the votes, you do have a very strong base with the Democrats, mm-hmm. but this race probably won't be won unless you can dip into the independent vote.
Right.
Do you feel like you've done enough to attract voters?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is the work that I've done as superintendent, and all of my career has been focused on making sure the next generation is prepared and that we are having a pipeline for the economy to fill these skilled workforce areas that we really need to beef up in Montana. And so my work as superintendent has been effective all across this state. And if people look at the record and they compare what's happening in both of our elected positions, there's, you know, hands down, I win.
For someone who maybe voted for Zinke last time around, what would you say to them to win their vote?
I travel around the state a lot, and I do meet people who voted for Congressman Zinke last time, and they say that they thought he would do better. And the fact that he hasn't stepped up and done the job that he's been elected to do, the fact that, you know, he auditioned to be Trump's vice president, the fact that he wanted to be Speaker of the House after 9 months of the job, the fact that he likes to be on the 24-hour news cycle, you know, he is more interested in looking out for what's best for Ryan Zinke than actually doing the job that he was elected to do. And so that's what I hear from Montanans as I travel the state. And I think, you know, we will win them over because they can look at the record and see that I've done the better job.
What do those last couple days down to the wire look like?
Yeah, it is. You know, we are on this swing around the state. 17 communities will be hitting all across Montana to talk to voters, to know that what we stand for and know our records, and that we are going to really talk about the future of this state and what it looks like and draw the stark contrasts that are necessary. And I plan to hold my opponent accountable to his lack of a non-record of looking out for Montana and win over the voters of Montana. And that's really the excitement around this last push across the state with all these statewide candidates, is we're going to work really hard to get out the vote and make sure that when we wake up after Election Day, the headlines read that we win.
Have you voted already?
I have voted, and I voted early, and I encourage everybody in this state, you know, we have early voting for a reason. Go bank those votes. You never know what's going to be happening on Election Day.
Is there anything else you want voters to know before they go cast that early ballot?
I would just say take a look at the candidates in each of these races, and particularly when you look at this congressional race, look at the job that has actually been done on behalf of Montanans. Did the candidate do the job that you elected them to do, or were they more interested in looking out for themselves? I think in this race, they'll see Congressman Zinke's been looking out for himself, and I've actually done the job elected to do and faced some big challenges, worked with communities, did grassroots effort, because I do think Montanans hold the keys to our largest challenges. We just need to support them in those efforts. And that's been my entire leadership style, and I look forward to continuing that when I get to Washington.
This is kind of a hypothetical situation, mm-hmm. but the blog Education Week mm-hmm. is kind of speculating that under a Clinton administration, they're considering who might run the U.S. Department of Education. Your name came up in mm-hmm. that. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's really flattering that, you know, the education record and my record as superintendent is actually being noticed at the national level. It just shows that, you know, I've done a great job as superintendent, and the leadership that we've provided primarily around Graduation Matters Montana, you know, the fact that I've taken really hard stances against Obama's education policies because they don't particularly fit our rural state. I think, you know, the idea that we've been able to maintain a public education system in spite of everything going on in the country, and that we have a high quality system. And I'm just really flattered that that record's been noticed across the country, and I think it speaks volumes for the teachers and the administrators and communities who are putting the hard work in to make sure that the future generations being educated in a high quality system. So really flattered about that rumor, but you know, I am really focused on making sure that I win this election. We have six days to go, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we're getting out the vote.
Thanks so much for taking time today.
You bet. Thank you.
In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.